Hare Krishna. Today we have three verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 8th chapter, by the title Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Rai, texts 140 to 142. So on the board is just the last verse. I'll read the first two and then we'll repeat the last one. Okay? This is the verse 140. When Krishna left the Rasa Lila dance, the gopis became very morose, and when they were grieving, Krishna reappeared dressed in yellow garments. Wearing a flower garland and smiling, he was attractive even to Cupid. In this way, Krishna appeared among the gopis. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.32.2. And verse 141. Each and every devotee has a certain type of transcendental mellow in relation to Krishna. But in all transcendental relationships, the devotee is the worshipper, Ashraya, and Krishna is the object of worship, Vishaya. Okay? And now we have this verse. Translation. Let Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be glorified. By virtue of his expanding attractive features, he subjugated the gopis named Taraka and Pali and absorbed the minds of Shyama and Lalita. He is the most attractive lover of Srimati Radharani and is the reservoir of pleasure for devotees in all transcendental mellows. But by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Everyone has a particular transcendental mellow by which he loves and serves Krishna. Krishna is the most attractive feature for every kind of devotee. He is therefore called Akila Rasamrita Murti, the transcendental form of attraction for all kinds of devotees, whether the devotee be in the Shanta Rasa, Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, or Madhurya Rasa. This is the opening verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. Om Magyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Divam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Behivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are here in this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the middle of talks between the Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai Prabhu. This is in fact a very confidential discussion and is one of the most important discussions in the history of humankind, in fact. Not just in history of humankind, but in history of all the universes. And why? Because it brings us... Something is echoing, doesn't it? Because it brings us to the highest relationship with Krishna. Even beyond the Vaikuntha Vasis. And not just beyond Vaikuntha Vasis, even beyond the ordinary devotees, ordinary, quote unquote, in Krishna Loka. To most intimate relationship between Radha and Krishna. And to achieve this stage, we have to accept the process for it. And Lord Chaitanya teaches the process. In fact, he plunders the storehouse, the treasure house of love of God. And in order to... He invites us, of course, to participate in this plunder. But in order to have the strong enough sack for this treasure, he teaches us, in fact, it's not spoken very much, Raganuga Bhakti. In fact, our Sampradaya is Raganuga Sampradaya. Of course, it's not much spoken about this because it is easily misused. And this talk, this discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai discovers this to us. How this can be misused also. In order to understand these beautiful verses we recited today, we have to go through the discussion between the Lord and Ramananda Rai. Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Rai what is the ultimate goal of life and if he can cite some verse about this from Shastra. And Lord Ramananda Rai first offered Varnashram Dharma. That by following Varnashram Dharma we can satisfy the Lord. Of course, Srila Prabhupada in the purport puts this in the right perspective, that the purpose of Varnashram Dharma is to satisfy the Lord. And the Lord wasn't satisfied with this answer. Why not? What did he say? Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. Why did he reject his suggestion? You have any idea? What did he say to Ramananda Rai? It is external. Go deeper. And so he cited next that we have to do everything, whatever we do for Krishna. Yat karoshi, yat dasnasi, yat juhoshi, yat dasi, yat tapasasi kante, yat kridushu madarpan. And also, the Lord also said that this is external, that he should go deeper. Because if we do whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever austerities we perform, and whatever we give away, if we do this for Krishna, that means that we are the master, but whatever we do, we just offer to Krishna. We are all, consider ourselves as independent. Then he offered the answer, sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papa bhyo mokshayishima. And this was also not satisfying to the Lord. He said that we should go deeper, that this is also external. We just surrender, but that has nothing to do with our bhava, with our consciousness, relationship to the Lord. So he then suggested Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Shochati Nakangshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuta Shu Mad Bhaktim Labhatifara. And the Lord wasn't satisfied with this either. So just to be satisfied with everything, not lamenting, not hankering, is also nothing to be doesn't make our relationship deep. It's also external. Then he offered the answer from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Brahma's prayers. Jnani prayasamudapasya namanta eva jivanti samukritam bhavadiya vartam stanesti takshrutigatam tanvan manobir I praya shochita jitu pyasita istrilokyam. And this verse describes that doesn't matter in what social environment we are, what is our social position, we should discard the path of jnana, of speculative knowledge, and just according to the direction of great souls, we direct our body, mind, and words to glorify Krishna. And this was the first answer the Lord was satisfied with. So, because this is about consciousness, this is not just external activity. And that's why Srila Prabhupada established the Krishna consciousness movement, not just some religion or anything like this, or something that we do outside. Of course, we have our rituals, our activities we perform, but we should do it in the right consciousness. This is the most important part of it. And then he explained, but he invited Ramananda Rai to go deeper also. And then he explained that we should acquire intense greed for Krishna. And this is the fact, the only way we can get Krishna, by intense greed. And intense greed for Krishna is in fact the path of Raganuga Bhakti. is not Vaidhi Bhakti anymore. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Raghavartma Chandrika says that Vidhi Marga with intense greed for Krishna is called Raganuga Bhakti. So on the external platform we do all the same. We chant, we dance, we honoring prasad, we do other services for Krishna. But internally we serve Krishna with intense greed. So smarana is one of the most important in Raghunuga Bhakti. Of course, in Kali Yuga, it should be accompanied with chanting of the holy names. And then Ramananda Rai explained the different rasas with Lord Krishna. Lord invited him to go further and further. He finally described the rasa dance. And Lord said, go further. And he said that he didn't hear anything that it can be, that we can go further from this. But then he explained the relationship between Radha and Krishna. And then the Lord asked him to describe also the tattva of Radha and Krishna and of prema. So we are in these verses now. So this process is of utmost importance for us because we are in fact the beings of pleasure seeking beings. We are all seeking pleasure. When I was 7 years old, we moved from one town to the capital of Slovenia. And in this town of Kran, I had a lot of friends. But there in Ljubljana, which is the capital, I had none. There was not even one in my block of flats where I lived. Not even one child. And the culture in school was completely different than in my previous town. So I was really frustrated. And then in that time, my brother brought home a record of Sex Pistols. Maybe you have heard about them. And this was punk rock music. And I vent my vexation through punk rock at age of 8. Hare Krishna. So, in one interview, Sid Vicious, one of the, he was a bass guitarist, he was asked what would he like to have in a year or two. And he said, I want to have fun. And he was asked, what sort of fun? And he said, any kind of fun, just fun. This is my object of life. And then he was asked, are you having fun at the moment? get this fun. We are all hankering for this. So, is this okay now? Yes. Okay. Hare Krishna. Yeah, so if you look at these verses, now, what is important? In order to receive this intense greed for Krishna, we cannot receive it just like that, by our own endeavor. Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says that Krishna tad bhakta karunya matra lubeka hituka pushti marga tayaka ischit iyam raga nugochate. This intense greed for Krishna we receive by the mercy either of Krishna or his devotees. And that's why this Raganuga path is called Pushti Marga, the path of mercy. So how we can receive this mercy of Krishna or his devotees? What do you suggest? Sorry? Yes, by service. And not just by service. You have any other idea? Pleasing devotees, serving devotees. Mercy, that's how we receive mercy, yes. Also. And also by hankering for this, by our desire for this. If we don't have desire for this intense greed, we won't receive it. So we have. That's why Gaur Govinda Maharaj wanted to open a school of crying, crying for Krishna. Crying for the intense hankering for Krishna, because if we usually don't have intense hankering for Krishna, and the real obstacle for this that we can have the intense greed for Krishna is that Krishna becomes just part of our life. This is usual trap of all religious paths. Krishna becomes the path of our life. This means, yes, I chant my rounds, I go to the temple, I give donations, I have my service, I read books, but I also have my business, I have to look after the children, I have to school them, prepare them for life, and this is my other side of my life. There is Krishna, and there is my life. But this is the trap. This is not Krishna consciousness, in fact. We should have the consciousness that we are servant of Krishna in whatever we do. We are doing it for Krishna. We bring up our children for Krishna. We have to have this consciousness all the time. This is Krishna consciousness. And we have the business as a servant of Krishna. I'm living in the house which is Krishna's house, and I have to serve Krishna, invite devotees, feed them, and have programs to glorify Krishna. So my life should be focused on Krishna. Whatever we do, focus on Krishna, just for Krishna. Yes. So in order to avoid this trap, one of the most important things is our sadhana, the attitude to our sadhana. Many times we can see devotees to they're catching their rounds. They chant by the way, as we couldn't say. And they scroll through the phone and chanting together. or do something else, chat with devotees and chant at the time. If we want to have an intense grit, we should really devote our time to Krishna through sadhana. Because sadhana, in fact, is our only relationship with Krishna at the moment. No other relationship, in fact, except through sadhana. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Haribo. So, in order to have real quality time for chanting, that's why Prabhupada said that we have to get up early in the morning and devote ourselves in chanting. Because after Mangal Arati, there is not enough time to chant all our rounds, usually, depends on how fast we chant. It's recommended to chant before Mangal Arati. That deepens our relationship with Krishna. And also reading a lot. Not just a little bit. Prabhupada mentioned somewhere that we should read 5 hours a day. he said different times, but I remember this was quite amazing. So reading is also hearing. Shravanam Kirtanam is always stressed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Always, almost in every chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnum Jagan Mangalam Amhasam Bhakatam Apikauravya Videkantika Nishkritam. And in order to deepen our relationship, the other day I heard a discussion about Gayatri Mantras, the second initiation. And usual understanding, which is heard many times, is that Gayatri is meant to bring us to the mode of sattva guna, our consciousness. This is true, but every aspect of devotional service brings us to sattva guna. This is a side effect of devotional service. As it explained also in the second chapter of first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami explains that in fact Krishna is the one who purifies the heart. Shrimvatah svakatah krishnaha punya shravana kirtana hridyantah stohya badrani vidunoti suhritsatam. Krishna, when he is satisfied with our hearing and chanting of the holy name, he cleanses the heart from within, from whatever is abhadrani, whatever is not beneficial for us. And then Nashta Prayeshva Bhadrashu Nityam Bhagavata Seva Bhagavat Uttama Shloki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. And even before we are completely cleansed, Nashta Prayeshva Bhadrashu. If we constantly hear and chant the holy names and serve the great souls, our bhakti becomes naishtiki, nishta bhakti, completely fixed. And then he says, tadara jastamo bhavaha kama lobadayashchi chita itra navidam stitvam sattve prasidati. And our consciousness becomes situated in the mode of goodness then. Tadara jastamo bhavaha. Then we overcome rajas and tamas. Yes. So the purpose, as in of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, also the Gayatri Mantras, is to make our connection, our relationship with Krishna deeper, to bring our consciousness to the relationship with Krishna. Yes. With Kama Deva and Gopi Janavalabha. Krishna, who is dear to the gopis and who is transcendental Cupid. Okay. So these verses are now describing Krishna's qualities. Ramananda Rai now describes this. And the first verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32-2. This is when Krishna finally returns, when he disappeared from Rasa Dance, and gopis, they were searching for Krishna all over the forest. And they were in complete madness because Krishna disappeared. They enacted different pastimes of Krishna. First, they completely identified with Krishna even. It's called unmada, this state of consciousness, complete madness. And then in that madness, they asked trees and creepers and other things if they have seen Krishna, if they can show them the way to Krishna. And because they didn't receive any answer, they thought that they were proud. They won't give us any answer. And then they found who? No, they found Srimati Radharani left alone, because Krishna went with Srimati Radharani, and she became proud that she's the best of the gopis, and Krishna left her also. So she was completely devastated. In fact, they found her unconscious. they together then searched for Krishna all over the place. and when the forest became so dense that even the full moon couldn't penetrate through it, they desisted, not because they didn't want to search for Krishna anymore, but they did it for Krishna. as everything gopis did for Krishna, because they said that this Krishna is always moving away from us, and if we search him too much, too long, he will get tired. So they desisted and just went to the bank of Yamuna and sang for Krishna and cried. And then Krishna reappeared. And this is how he reappeared. Krishna reappeared dressed in yellow garments, wearing a flower garland and smiling. Krishna was smiling. He was attractive even to Cupid. In this way, Krishna appeared among the gopis. And here, Shukadeva Goswami uses the word Shauri. Shauri is who? I didn't hear. No. Shauri is the descendant of Shurasena. That means he's a Kshatriya. Why Shukadeva Goswami uses the word Shauri in this connection as the descendant of Shurasena, which is not connected with Vrindavan, but with Mathura, and as a Kshatriya, not Gopa. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that he used the word Shauri because he's angry at Krishna, that he tormented gopis like that. And so he called him like this because he's a Kshatriya, he's hard-hearted Kshatriya, not soft-hearted cowherd boy. This is one detail from Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. And then it's very important verse, the second one, on which Prabhupada comments in the next verse. Each and every devotee has a certain type of transcendental mellow in relation to Krishna. But in all transcendental relationships, the devotee is the worshipper, Ashraya, and Krishna is the object of worship, Vishaya. Yes. So, in order to develop our relationship, it's important to have this deep desire for it. In the third canto, it is explained, Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja, asyeshu tikshita pato nanunata pumsam, yat yat yata urugaya bhivabhayanti, tattva puhpranayasi satanugrahaya. That whatever we hanker for, we receive. Yes. And also Narottam Das Thakur explained in Prima Bhakti Chandrika that whatever we contemplate in sadhana, bhakti, that we receive in sadhya bhakti. Yes. And what is important for us in our state of spiritual development is that Krishna is Vishaya. That means that Krishna is the enjoyer, not we. We are Ashraya. The basic problem with our consciousness in material world that we tend to think that we are Vishaya. So that we do things for our pleasure, not for Krishna's pleasure. And it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that tendency to satisfy our pleasure, our senses, is called karma. And the tendency to satisfy Krishna's senses is called prema, love for Krishna. Yes. If he hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so on, we understand how Krishna is so beautiful. And here it is explained. He expanding his attractive feature, he subjugated the gopis named Taraka and Pali and absorbed the minds of Shyama and Lalita. He is the most attractive lover of Srimati Radharani and is reservoir of pleasure for devotees in all transcendental mellows. Yes. Hare Krishna. Okay. So I'll stop here. We have time now for questions and comments. Please, Mataji.
You tell in the class, can we come on lamenting if this is true? Because we have really this thing is Krishna conscience. If so many persons they don't have, and in Ukraine they are suffering so much, we have so much thing, we have we have prasada, free, we have conscience, Krishna conscience, free, and we have the opportunity for each to another, this. Prasada and Krishna conscience, the best is go to the street, go to the street, it is prasada and Krishna conscience, as I said, the attitude. Because I said to myself so many times, why do you go to the street if you don't have a sample? The example must to be your attitude. What is your attitude? Your attitude must to be positive. Not think that you are the best. You are not the best. You are the servant of the servant of the servant. If you try for give to another, the small quantity of a small Krishna conscience that Krishna gives to you, if you have the duty to give to another. This is my, you know? When you tell, I must read 5 hours, I'm sorry I don't have 5 hours. I must read, my Guru Maharaj tell me, you must read. But I don't have time, I'm sorry. I don't have time because I must make service, I must make my things in my house, everybody, I think, Mataji sobre todo, we must make so many things in the house, we must clean, cooking, etc., etc. If you have 5 hours for reading, you are very fortunate, but in me, no, I don't have. I'm sorry. Well, it's okay, my Guru Maharaj tell me, you must read. My goal is to satisfy the devotees. And when you satisfy the devotees, you satisfy Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Majority of your words I couldn't understand, unfortunately. But I quote something. of course, it's not said that we should read at least 5 hours. If we have other service, of course. But we should read as much as we can. Because if we don't read, we won't have understanding of Krishna, really. Because this is Krishna Katha. And Krishna Katha brings our understanding of Krishna. If we don't have tattva jnana, then we cannot receive rasa jnana also. Because rasa is based on tattva. In order to truly understand it correctly. And because the pitfall is that we imitate something on the external platform. And this was rejected here by Lord Chaitanya. Don't be external. Go deeper. Go to the real thing. So, of course, we have many other services and we should be always in the consciousness of servant of the servant of the servant. But we shouldn't neglect our reading. This is also very much important. This is also the service. Yes, if we neglect our chanting and reading, Prabhupada said in one temple, because they didn't chant, they just worshipped the deities and distributed books all day long. They had so much service to do. They didn't have time to chant. He said that this is our most important service is to chant and read also his books, not just distribute them. And he said, if you don't do this, then the time will come that you will ask why Gurudev has left us with this burden of care for the deities. Because there won't be any rasa relationship with them. They'll just perceive them as a burden.
Thank you, Prabhu, for this very nice class and these all important points there. And you said that whatever we do, we should think that we do it for Krishna. So when I go to work, let's say in the office and do some stuff for my boss, or I take the children to school, whatever else, how we can make this connection that this is for Krishna?
In the beginning of the day, we can pray to Krishna. Krishna, I'm going to work for you. I'm working for you, for your pleasure. This is important, that we do it for Krishna's pleasure. And then, of course, in whatever is our capacity to remember Krishna always is helpful and beneficial, of course. Yes. Smartavyaksata tam Vishnur vismartavyo najatu chit sarve vidini shedaksyur etareva kinkara. He said that there are two instructions, one positive and one negative. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. Yes, and never forget him. And all other instructions of Shastra are servants of these two, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. So, in the beginning of our day, when we get up from the bed, we should remember that we are Krishna's servant. And whatever we do in this day is just service to Krishna and his devotees. And if we practice this consciousness, it will gradually become our nature. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you so much for wonderful class. I think thank you for reminding us that sadhana, the importance of sadhana and quality chanting. And about chanting, do you think it's better to chant like all our rounds at once in the morning, or because I find it difficult, you know, to stay attentive. So what I do is I split it throughout the day. But then I'm thinking maybe I should try, you know, to chant them more like all at once, and maybe, you know, it can improve over time. I don't know. Well, from your experience, what do you recommend?
I chant all rounds in one go, and I do just this, nothing else. I switch off the phone because phone is something which really disturbs our consciousness, and I don't just switch it off, but I put it somewhere far from me, that I don't get tempted to look at it. Of course, if you have a busy day, you can split it, but for the quality of chanting is important to do it in one go, if possible. And of course, it's good for chanting even more than our prescribed rounds. So, my personal practice is that at the noon Gayatri, I chant also some extra rounds. Not to forget chanting. but usually, most of the rounds, all of the rounds, usually I chant before Mangalarati. I find this time very conducive for chanting. It's peaceful. Not even devotees get up, usually. So it's really quality time for chanting.
Sorry, what do you do after Mangalarati? Do you also chant? Or?
I read.
Oh, you read, okay.
And go running. And exercising, because this is important aspect of our life too. Because body is Krishna's temple, and we should also look after our body, because we are servants of Krishna. So, this is my.
If I may ask also. Have you been doing this, like chanting before Mangalarati, from the start of your devotional life, or like did it come by stages? This, you know, this practice.
Very soon in my devotional life, I started like this. But at the beginning, I was very tired. But I'm not now. This is easier now. Hare Krishna.
I started rising early myself, probably. I just wonder what time you rise.
It depends. Usually, if I stay at home, I usually get up, I don't know, 3 or something. But when this temple schedule, like here, I then get up 12:30 midnight or something.
Jai, thank you.
Mataji.
I tell to myself also, how I can give the books in the street if I don't read before? Esas otras. Bueno, in Spain, I make a sankirtan. I read all the books, but here, no. I must be sincere. I don't read all the books. Bueno, claro, I don't have time, and my English is not good. Two things. Así que nada.
Was there a question?
No, so she was just saying about, like, when she distributes books on the street, that in English, you know, she can't read, she doesn't have time. But in Spain, you... Yeah, in Spain. So she was just saying the importance of reading the books we distribute, you know, before distributing.
Yes, of course, Prabhupada stressed this. We should not just distribute books, we should read them. And if you are asked when we distribute books, do you read these books? And we said, no, we just distribute it.
Yeah, she's just saying, yeah, how can you distribute a book if you don't read it before, you know? Then, you know.
Okay, thank you very much. Everyone is leaving. Hare Krishna.